This is Tamro with the radio news about radio waves for Saturday, April 18th, 2015. You can go to newsroom.wgxc.org for more information about anything you hear here, including links to all the local publications, Twitter feeds, blogs, newspapers, magazines, and more at newsroom.wgxc.org. Scott Waldman in Capital New York reports that New York officials won't make a decision on the proposed merger of Time Warner Cable and Comcast for months, as the federal government and other states also consider what one internet and cable provider that large would mean, the Public Service Commission Chairwoman Audrey Zimmelman said April 16th. Zimmelman did not say when the PSC would vote on New York's $3 billion merger that affects at least 2.2 million customers here. She said no decision has been made because the state must take into consideration recent developments. Quote, the federal government has made significant rulings over the past several months that has necessitated further review. Second, this is a complex merger with potentially large consequences for the state. Other large states, most notably California, are also taking their time to make sure they get the decision right. The FCC, too, has stopped its own review clock several times, so there is nothing unusual about our review in New York, unquote. Zimmelman said. You can read the full story in Capital New York. In Radio Roundup this week, WGXC has several spots in its weekly and monthly calendar for locally produced radio, with opportunities for local folks to put their own local radio show. There are three kinds of shows available: local public affairs shows, talking about local issues such as agriculture, history, education, seniors, and other topics, are especially welcome on the air on WGXC. You can also help by joining a team of hosts on the WGXC Morning Show or WGXC Afternoon Show, weekday mornings and afternoons, with interviews with local folks, weather updates, previews of local events, local news, music, and more from studios in Acre, Catskill, or Hudson. Or you can help the WGXC news team by recording local meetings, reporting on community news, and reading news and weather updates on the air. There's a third and final category, music programs, in the evenings or Tuesday at noon for all types of music. You can contact Interim Program Schedule Coordinator Neva Wartell at info@wgxc.org for more information or about new or past applications for shows on WGXC, as Neva is now coordinating past applications. Anyone who wants to help with community radio can also call in office during office hours to 518-697-7400. WJXC is a community radio station made up by the sum of its parts, and anyone in the area is welcome to be a part of the community radio station. In other local radio news, the Rip Van Winkle Amateur Radio Society holds its next meeting at 7 p.m. April 20th at the Churchtown Firehouse, 2219 Route 27 in Churchtown in Columbia County. Today is Saturday, April 18th, 2015, and the National Weather Service in Albany has issued a fire weather watch in effect from noon Saturday through 8 p.m. Saturday, April 18th. That's because Saturday's forecast is sunny with a high near 67, and winds could gust as high as 31 miles per hour with a low around 34 overnight and continued windy conditions. Sunday should be sunny with a high near 58 and a 30% chance of rain after 2 a.m., partly cloudy with a low around 37 overnight. Monday, rain should begin mainly after 8 a.m. with a high near 49. You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM Acre.